Morning, church family.
Morning.
The reading is taken from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12, and can be found on page 1061 in the church Bible. Jesus has risen. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, I hope you noticed there were lots of theys in the Bible reading, because at the resurrection of Jesus, there were people around to see what was happening. And we're going to be looking at this a bit more now, and we're just going to pray and ask for God's help. Please do keep your Bibles open in Luke 24 as we come to this, but let's just pray, shall we? Father God, we thank you for this story of Jesus' resurrection. But it's not just a story. It happened. It is a real story that happened in history. And Father, as we look at this story once again, warm our hearts, lift our hearts to the wonder of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, sometimes life can be pretty confusing. I bet everyone has experienced this at some way in their life at some point or another. Tommy, leave those matches alone. Don't play with them. They're not to be played with. Keep them safe. And 4-year-old Tommy, he hands over the matches to his mum and dad, or dad, and then he watches with utter confusion as his parents get out a match and strike it, and they're thinking, what's going on? You just told me not to play with them. It's very confusing. Oh, how about this? I remember this distinctly when I was a child. It was my parents' birthday, and they had this nice big present, and they unwrapped it, and what was inside? It was a jumper, a pullover. But here's the thing that confused me as a little kid. They were excited about it. How can you be excited about a jumper? It was just like, what? And they seemed to be genuinely excited. And I was so confused, to be honest. I still am, and I'm still an adult. We get confused so easily. Well, in our Bible passage today, we are faced with some very confused people. Why? Because the resurrection of Jesus is initially confusing. Now, I need some helpers at this point. I need someone to be an angel, and I need somebody to be some of the women. Now, does anybody want to come and help me? Do you want to come and help me, guys? Do you want to come and help me as well? Oh, he's a bit nervous. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. You can be one of the, you can be a woman. Here we go. There we go. There we are. Hosanna. Very good. Excellent. I'll be the angel. I know. I like to big myself up. Here we go. No, not an apostle, an angel. There we go. Right, you come and stand here. Hosanna, brilliant. Now then, Let's give this a read. Please look with me at verse 1. Chapter 24 and verse 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. So, you've got to look really tired. Can you look tired? Give us a nice big yawn. Oh, that's it. Give a good big stretch. Very good. And you're walking over to the tomb this way. It's got that set. Brilliant. Right. Walking over to the tomb. And what did the tomb? And then what did they do? Verse 2. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Now, the women, they were expecting this huge stone to be in front of the tomb. A really big one. But it wasn't there. And they were thinking, what's going on here? They were wondering. It's a bit confusing. But then it gets even more confusing in verse 3. But when they entered the tomb, he thought, this is our tomb, go and have a little look. People early didn't recognise that as a tomb. I'm sorry, but that just looks like a tomb, doesn't it? Anyway, there we go. We entered the tomb, verse 3. They did not find the body of the Lord Jesus while they were wondering about this. They were confused, they were perplexed, they were thinking, what is going on here? We came here to put spices on Jesus' body. But there's more confusion to come, because while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them, and in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. Now, I'm an angel now. I know it's natural for me. You've got to bow down for me, the angel. I like it. There we go. Very good. Well done. Okay. Right. And the women bowed down. They're confused. They just don't know what's going on. This true story of the first Easter was initially a confusing business. Why did you stand up again? Thank you. And just stay there. Brilliant. So it was a confusing, but it didn't stop there, because these women afterwards, they go over to see the apostles. Now then, so I'm changing roles. Now look at this. Hey, impressive, eh? Right, I'm an apostle. Right, the women, they come over, they want to tell the apostles about the empty tomb and what's been going on, the angels and stuff. And the women, they want to tell the apostles, so they're going, do some yibby yabbering. Telling the apostles all that happened about the angel and the empty tomb and everything. Let's listen at what happened, verse 9. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others who were with them, told this of the apostles. So they were telling the apostles, so I'm the first witness of the resurrection, but how did the apostles respond? Verse 11. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like utter nonsense. Utter nonsense. The apostles were also confused. It was like, what's going on? Right, brilliant. Our act is finished. Can we give our act a great big clap, please? You can go. Thank you. So that first Easter, it was full of confusion. The women were confused. The apostles were confused. But I don't know about you, but I find this greatly reassuring. Because if I'd been there, I would have been confused as well. The women, the apostles, they acted in a totally normal way, as anyone of us would have acted. These people weren't mega religious people, who believed whatever. They weren't gullible people. Oh, the tomb's empty, Jesus rose from the dead. Oh, it must be true. They were thinking about it. They were confused. They were perplexed. And therefore, if you're here this morning as somebody who is not yet utterly convinced that Jesus rose from the dead, I hope you can see you're in good company with the very first witnesses of the resurrection. It's a big deal, it's a huge deal to accept that the tomb was empty and that Jesus has risen from the dead. Now, many of us here this morning, we are convinced to the very core of our being that Jesus did rise from the dead. But let's remember, there was a time when we found it confusing as well. Well, in a moment, we're going to see that Jesus really did rise from the dead, but before we do, we're going to sing. And we're going to sing, My God is a Great Big God. And if anybody wants to come and help me, you're very welcome. But we'll be doing the actions, and we're all going to join the actions. It's not just me. It's an all-day service. It's not just a day to embarrass the vicar. Right, so let's stand and sing together.
Our God is a great, big God. Our God is a great, big God. Our God is a great, big God. He holds us in His hand.
Please do be seated. So we've had the resurrection of Jesus was initially confusing, but then we also have the resurrection of Jesus really did happen. And it's as if Luke, the man who wrote this accurate story down for us, it's as if he's building up the evidence for us. So it starts off with the stone. Can we have that up on the screen, please, Caris? There we go, the stone being moved. And as the women were walking to the tomb that morning, they'd been discussing with themselves, we find out in one of the other Gospels, that they was like, how are we going to move the stone? The stone is too big for us to move. They didn't think they'd be able to move it. And then they arrived, and we read this in verse 2, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Now, a stone not being in its correct place is not conclusive evidence that Jesus rose from the dead by itself. But it is a bit weird. They were expecting the stone to be in front. As we thought earlier, it was perhaps a bit confusing. But it alerted the women and us that possibly something unexpected was going on. But then the next went to the tomb and they found it empty. The next slide, please. There we go, the empty tomb. Verse 3. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Now, this is getting really odd. Remember, many of us are Christians here this morning, and we're so used to the idea of the empty tomb that it loses its shock value. But for these women, it was just like, where's Jesus gone? It was a real shock. And again, the empty tomb, it's as if God is building up the evidence bit by bit that Jesus really has risen. We've had the moved stone, we've had the empty tomb, and then next we have the two angels, and the angels appear. But that's not all. These angels don't just appear and go, hey, look at me, I'm looking cool. They talk, and this is what they say. Verse 6, he is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. You see, the evidence is continuing to build. And the actual angels, as they speak, they make it really clear. He is not here. He is risen. Can you imagine the thoughts just going through the women's mind at that moment? Perhaps Jesus really has risen from the dead. The evidence is building. And then we get our next piece of evidence. And the women, and go and tell the apostles. And go and tell the apostles, as we've seen. Now, suppose this conversation, it's an exciting conversation, but it's just a conversation. It's just a conversation between the women and the apostles. You think, is that evidence? But here God is doing something a bit unusual. You see, back in Jesus' day, women weren't trusted. You might say, sadly, that's still true today, but that's a different story, isn't it? But back in Jesus, the women were not trusted. They weren't allowed to be witnesses in court or in other situations. And if somebody wanted to make up a story about Jesus rising from the dead, and if they wanted people to believe it, you know who they would have chosen to have witness that empty tomb to begin with? They wouldn't have had women. They would have had men. But God knows that this is a real story, that Jesus really did rise from the dead and leave an empty tomb. He didn't need men there. He wanted women to be the first eyewitnesses. He knew they were reliable and could be trusted. But as you see, it's just one more piece of evidence. The rolled away tomb, the stone, the empty tomb, the angel, the first witnesses. The resurrection of Jesus really did happen. Now, to remember, early on, back in the service, when I was speaking in a different language, was it confusing? Oh, yes. Of course it was. Does anybody here speak Japanese? Hopefully not, because I'm going to be particularly embarrassed if that's true. But if you do, I did it with Google Translate, and between Google Translate and my awful accent, it would have been hard to understand even if you could speak Japanese. But what I was saying earlier was, I really like chocolate, but I also like sweets as well. So it was confusing to begin with. You're sort of thinking, what's going on? But it does make sense eventually. Now, let's be honest, it doesn't matter whether you understand my dodgy Japanese about chocolate and sweets. But it does matter whether Jesus rose from the dead. And what, to begin with, looks confusing, God piles up the evidence for us to go, ooh, Jesus has risen. And if you come back next week, actually, we go on further into Luke 24, and there we see Jesus appearing to some of his disciples. He has a chat with them. He even gives them a sermon from the Old Testament, and their hearts burn. They eat with him. God is piling up the evidence, giving us confidence that as we sit here this morning, in not a massive gathering, Jesus is alive. We're not kidding ourselves, and there is nothing more important in the whole wide world. And I don't say that lightly. Nothing matters more than the resurrection of Jesus in the whole wide world. If Jesus is risen and alive today, God wants us to know, to be confident it is true. Because it's the biggest deal we'll ever face. Jesus has conquered death. Can we have the next slide, please? It's a big deal. Jesus has conquered the death. If Jesus has done it, that's a big deal for you and me. Jesus shows us that God is real. Again, that's a big deal for all of us. Jesus' words can be trusted. If he says, I'm going to rise from the dead, and he does, he can be trusted. And again, that's a big deal for us. Jesus says, I'm going to come back one day. I promise I'll come back one day. And again, we can trust him. His resurrection gives us that confidence. It is a big deal. One of the reasons why Easter is so special. The resurrection of Jesus initially can look a bit confusing. But it is wonderfully, wonderfully true as well. Hallelujah, Jesus is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let me just lead us in prayer. Father God, thank you for the confidence that we can have in your purposes and in your ways. because Jesus rose from the dead, and he didn't just rise from the dead, but he's still alive today. And he calls us to follow him, to worship him, to love him, to find forgiveness and security in his family through faith in him. Father, as we celebrate this Easter, give us the joy of that reality, but also give us the confidence as we go back into our normal days, work and school and all the normal things we do, when so many people do not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Give us that confidence and that reassurance that Jesus is alive and working in and through us today for his glory and our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.